The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, DJ Automatic, my husband over here, he's just got to come to terms with the fact that he's a bad driver. Let's talk about it on Monday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
I am a great driver, DJ Automatic.
I'm just here. I go by Anthony A.
No, you're not just here, Anthony. You co-signed. We just parked to get to the studio. We had to come to work together, and Automatic parked on the line. And we get out of the car. Anthony says, okay, brother, on the line. Okay, brother.
First of all,
I put it up on my timeline. It's on a story right now. No, just admit it.
First of all, parking on the line does not make you a bad driver. And if I'm such a bad driver, then why am I pretty much everyone's personal chauffeur here when everyone has a driver's license and could go, and could drive?
Because not only...
Why am I ridiculed constantly for my driving?
Not only are you a bad driver, you're a control freak and you won't let anybody else drive. Just admit it. Every time I drive to the studio, he's screaming at me. He's freaking out the whole time. Oh, he's
as
like,
Anthony
Carol.
Says,
Anchorman.
He says, I want to get there alive, so you drive.
Yeah.
That's what Anthony always says to me.
No.
Anthony is choosing to stay quiet by design right now. No,
Anthony, you're
Automatic.
The one that called him
out. Look, Automatic, sometimes when he parks, does he park tight to the other cars? Yes. But is it within the lines of the parking space? He does.
And does parking make me a bad driver?
Barely.
I mean, is your
yes.
life ever threatened when I'm driving?
Last night when you almost hit someone head on, yes. And I had to tell you, watch where you're going. I literally, all four of us are in the car because our producer, Chewy, is here too. I said, what are you doing? Well, I had to scratch my ear. So that means you got to weave and bob into the next lane? Seriously?
Automatic's a good driver. Automatic's a good driver, but
Thank
Dana
you,
Cortez
Anthony.
Is a great backseat driver. That's... If there's anybody who could tell you how good or bad you are driving
what
at
do
that
they
moment,
call it? Princess.
Princess passenger.
Dude. Yeah, passenger princess.
Every woman that's listening knows that what I'm about to say is true. If it wasn't for me, I don't know how we'd get there alive.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for me, I don't know how we'd get there alive. National Day, Anthony.
Okay,
A.
Before we go to National Day, though, it is a true fact that I one time had to help Dana get out of a parking lot.
That's not the point, Anthony.
She needed directions to get out of the parking lot. That's where we stand, though. That's where we're ending this.
We'll keep it going with the first one is Manic Monday.
Right here. I didn't even know that.
That's you two on the road. No. This is also known as Green Monday, which is actually the biggest shopping day of the year. And also a reminder that if you're going to order something online, you want to do it now to get it there comfortably by Christmas time,
Today
y'all.
Today is the biggest shopping day of the year. Not in my house. Every day is a big shopping day.
And this one's
day.
Going out to all the yogas like me, yogis. This is National Stretching Day, everybody.
Right, let's do it.
Okay.
Get that lower back stretch. Also, National App Day. That's the thing. Not the appetizers, but the one on your phone. So, National App Day.
Why does apps need a day?
Apps, dude, that's
everything's got a day.
Do you guys remember websites? People used to use those.
Yeah, not anymore.
And
go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram right now and follow
there
me.
There it is. And we'll wrap it up on National Noodle Ring Day. Not the one that Lil Uzi wears, but the ones in the pasta, like the SpaghettiOs.
So we had this conversation off air because I was like, noodle rings, nobody cares. That's like SpaghettiOs. It turned into an entire conversation about SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs are probably one of the best foods that I remember from my childhood. SpaghettiOs and hot dogs.
Ooh.
It was a staple. It was a go-to.
If you're eating SpaghettiOs past the age of 4, it's a sad life for you.
All right. Well, then I guess
it's
I have
it's like ketchup with noodles, and if you put the meatballs, have you seen the meatballs? What kind of meat is that, really?
What is that mushy meat
in the SpaghettiOs?
Do you know what, Dana? Chef Boyardee's coming for you, okay? That's what's going to happen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've just given up on beating myself up about not eating right because since Halloween, I have been overindulging. I'm still working out, but I've gained a good solid 3 real pounds and I'm good with it. We're going to talk about the 5 most popular Christmas foods for the holidays. I'm going to give you the caloric intake. So maybe you can, pull back a little. Probably not,
so
but it's informational,
we're
right?
We're doing like kind of an opposite fat club today. We're going to tell you.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. We're not going to tell you how to be healthy. Yeah. We're going to tell you how to be fat and not feel guilty about it.
Sometimes when you just feel completely guilty, you just give up altogether. Well, forget it. No, you're going to eat badly this time of year. Do it and stay on track.
As long as we've been friends, I've never seen you step on a scale, Dana. So you think it's like a real 3 pounds, or are you doing like the lie thing and it might be closer to like 5 to 8 pounds?
Probably closer to 5 to 8.
There
I'm a woman. Come on.
Yeah.
You have not put on 8 pounds.
Probably not, but anyway. The number 5 most popular food for Christmas is mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Loaded. You got the butter, you got the cream, you got everything
in
there.
I love those.
One cup is 300 calories. I eat a plate. I don't know about y'all, but...
I have a feeling you're going to ruin Christmas
I
for
love
me.
The number 900, so I'm going to go 900 calories. I'll take 900 scoops.
Okay. Number four, the sugar cookie with the buttercream frosting.
Oh, another delicious treat.
Ooh, shout out to my daughter, Kirsten. She makes them so good. Everybody asks for those cookies. 250 calories per cookie.
Damn,
by the way, for Thanksgiving,
hers are probably like 750.
Yeah, they probably are. For Thanksgiving, I ate 10 on my own. Swear. Where people were like, who ate all these cookies?
Big Dana's making a comeback.
You didn't have to swear. We believed you the first time.
I hate you.
This piggy went to the sugar cookie. This piggy went for another cup of mashed potatoes.
Number three, menudo or pozole.
That's not bad for you.
So, automatic, you're right. A large bowl of menudo is only about 250 calories. I did not know this, but tripe is packed with protein, fiber, zinc, and B12.
If you don't know what tripe is, that's a stomach.
That's cow stomach. When I first met Automatic, he said, I hate menudo.
Now I like menudo.
Did I make it?
I still love pozole, though.
I do not
like
that.
You know what? I like the hominy. I love the squishiness of it.
Yeah, me too. You like the squishiness of the tripe, too?
I don't like to think about the fact that I'm eating a pig's stomach.
It's a cow stomach.
Oh, same difference.
All right. Number two at our Casa House is pork tamales. And you got to have the red chili, right? Those are so good. And they're not that bad. Well, 500 calories for a large pork tamale. But pork is a good source of protein. The chile has a lot of vitamins in it. And cornmeal is a whole grain. So it has a lot of fiber. I'm trying to make
Why are you trying to justify tamales? Yeah, they're never good for you. Yeah. Go ahead and knock down 10 of those and see how you feel after that.
I can knock four down in no time. Again, and top it off with a sugar cookie.
We believe her.
Yeah, we believe you do. Nothing you don't have to worry about.
We got pictures to prove it.
And the number one holiday food or drink, I guess, would be eggnog or coquito. This is
what?
Who the hell? Yeah, what's coquito?
Coquito's the Puerto Rican drink. It's like eggnog, but a little spicier.
I thought you were talking about another Puerto Rican delicacy. No.
A little rummier.
That white wine.
Adam, you've never had coquito?
I don't think I've ever had coquito.
Coconut cream.
Coquito in my life. Not one ounce of it. Never.
You're not talking about Scarface. We're talking about Christmas.
And who the hell likes eggnog? Nobody actually drinks eggnog.
People do.
Yeah, like your grandma drinks eggnog. No, nobody.
Anyway, it's 360 calories in a cup in a little bit.
I don't want any eggnog, baby. I'm for it. I mean, I don't like it, but I don't judge anybody who drinks eggnog.
I'm going to make you some coquito, and we're going to come back here, and you're going to be a believer.
I guarantee you'll have some energy.
All right, if you want this list, hit me up now, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And don't worry about indulging right now. As long as you're still working out and trying to not eat so much.
Let's remind them, though, it's a lot easier to take it in than it is to burn it off.
That's right. And here comes New Year's Eve.
And we can do a hard reset on, you know, January 1.
Have a good time, eat a lot, and meet us here every Monday on the Fat Club. We get right together.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Time for What's Your Sign with Sir Madi. Welcome, Madi.
Madi.
Thank you.
Happy Monday. We're doing good. How are you feeling, Mama?
I'm feeling good.
Okay, so obviously we'd love for people to call in for their psychic reading. You want 1-877-730-DCS1. But today you said you're feeling someone's energy who's listening, who needs a message. What do they need, Madi, right now?
Yes, somebody that's listening. I'm picking up on the fact that I saw like a crystal ball. And when I see that, I think of magic. So somebody out there needs to hear that they are capable of creating the future that they desire if they just tune into their inner magic. A lot of people are so focused on the outside world, but not realizing that the outside world is a direct reflection of what's going on inside of us. You have magic within you to create the reality that you desire. And this is a moment where you're having to shift your mindset. You're having to shift your energy and to go inside to realize that you have that power because you're not satisfied with the life that you've been living. And so that is the message for somebody that you have that power and it's time for you to step into it.
I love that message. It also made me think of what's that magician's name from Vegas?
David Blaine?
No. Chris Angel?
Chris Angel. I just thought of that. I just thought of them utilizing that. I guess it's like their theater of the mind, right? To bring you in.
I was thinking of manifestation.
Oh, nice. I love that. When automatic is always the one who's more in tune with spirituality right now. And that's
I know, because it's very rare.
I'm probably the most in tune.
You're saying we got on the other side of... Is Mercury in retrograde right now, Sir Madi?
Actually, yes. For the week, for everybody that's listening. Mercury is going retrograde on Wednesday.
So what does our spiritual forecast look like?
So for the next 3 weeks until January 1st, because that's when it stops going retrograde and it starts going direct, Mercury is making us focus on like a reevaluation almost of the entire 2023. This is a time where we're reflecting back on our past, what we did good, our successes, but also where we could have improved, where we could have done better. And so this is a time, especially at the end of the year, right? We're already focusing on what's happening for 2024, but really we need to go back a little bit to reevaluate where we're going to be headed. And so this is a time of reflection, but also of making some adjustments and corrections so that we can welcome 2024 in a much better way.
I love that you said that, because there's no mistakes. There's little lessons learned from them, move forward and do better. 3 weeks, 2024. I can't believe it.
I know.
Oh my gosh, Marty, thank you so much. If you would like a reading with her, 877-730-DCS1. Also, follow her. You could set up a more private conversation at Illest Divinity on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's been a long time since Selena Gomez was in a relationship. Well, she's in one. Let's talk about her new boyfriend now. This and more. Daily Dart, best gossip. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Rey Mysterio celebrating his birthday. Actress Hailee Steinfeld and the rapper turned actor Mos Def celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, so let's go back to 2016. Do you remember this?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Miss Bad Baby Danielle Bergoli is her legal name, is expecting her first child at age 20. Congratulations to her.
She's going to do a sonogram, and that's what the baby's going to be saying from inside her belly. Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, congratulations to her. She's very pregnant, too. I think she's probably going to be having this baby right after the holidays. Now I'm going to move on and talk about Drake. He's gone Yellowstone. For real. He is wearing a Native American jacket made out of animal skins. It's beautiful. Got fringe on it. He also has a turquoise cowboy hat on and some boots. I think, because, you know, Drake's always got, like, he's always delivering some kind of message. It's his shout out to Native Americans of Canada. A lot of Native American, a lot of natives in Canada.
It's another style for Drake. I mean, he could do patois one day, and now he's doing country to the next.
I guess.
Is the Yellowstone twist just your take on it? Is that what that is?
Yeah, because I was like really excited for him to be on Yellowstone.
Yeah, I thought he was going
to
be acting across Kevin Costner. I was for that, dude.
Baby.
Imagine if he took over John Dutton's. That would be great. Call me, Drake.
I don't know, like, for, you know, story continuation, if that would work, but hey, whatever.
And then finally, Selena Gomez got a new man. His name is Benny Blanco, and he's one of the biggest producers in the world. Thanks. They look so cute together. She's co-signing on it. She's made it official on Instagram. I'm happy for her because she's been single for a long time. You know, she and Justin Bieber were together when they were kids. Then they broke up because, I don't know, something with that church he was with, which ended up the church pastor was having an affair on his wife. Selena Gomez got her a good person.
Well, she went from The Weeknd to this guy, too. There was The Weeknd. I think this one might actually work because Benny Blanco's more of a low-key figure, and I'm pretty sure they have, like, an authentic connection.
Is that her music is, I mean, she already makes good music, but her music is about to become amazing. This guy, if you don't know who Benny Blanco is, he's produced for everybody from Ed Sheeran to Justin Bieber to Katy Perry to, you know, like, he is a humongous producer.
Okay, actually, he's look one here, producer Love of the year Fest. Before. Look here, I'm talking about Selena Gomez. That's enough, DJ Automatic.
The only thing she has to worry about is DJ Automatic.
Obviously, damn. My husband's trying to get with Benny Blanco over here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Starbucks Coffee is giving away something free that you're really going to enjoy. Let's talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Christmas baby.
Okay, listen to this hashtag. A 70-year-old woman in Uganda just gave birth to a baby boy and a baby girl. Her name is Serena Nanumkwayu, and the children were born premature, but they are healthy. Now, she's still not the oldest woman to give birth. An Indian woman in 2019 became a mom for the first time at age 73. And before you ask, yes, both women use IVF.
Drugs. Yeah,
IVF.
Wait, what is that? Hold on. What is that? So does that mean that they did it the old-fashioned way or not at all?
No.
They did it medically.
Yeah, medically. Oh, with the help of other doctors.
It was like one of the how Jesus was kind of born. Immaculate reception type thing, right? No laying down.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of, right?
Kind of, bit, yeah. But
I'm not going to agree with that one.
And both questionable because there are some doctors saying that they don't think it's a good idea that a 70-year-old become a mom.
Exactly. I mean, by the time that kid's 18, you're pushing 90. That doesn't make any sense. How are they going to control a teenage kid?
You know what? her body, her choice.
How is she going to have the energy to even keep up with a toddler?
Don't worry about it, DJ Automatic.
Doesn't make sense.
They definitely can. They're going to come up like at buffets because she's obviously a senior citizen and kids eat free, so that's a
and
good...
And she's eating for, you know, 55 plus, let's go.
Yeah.
Pulling up to Golden Corral right now. DJ Automatic food news.
Starbucks is giving everybody free hot chocolate.
Hey, hey.
It's happening on the weekends for the rest of December. There is a catch. You have to buy a Starbucks handcrafted drink and then you get a hot chocolate. But you don't have to sign up for the app. You don't have to do anything else. Just buy a handcrafted drink and you'll get a free hot chocolate for the rest of December.
I love the way you said the rest of December. There's only 3 weekends left.
Hey, it's still free hot chocolate.
Shout out to Starbucks for the pup cups too. Yeah, guys, my dog loves a pup cup.
Now,
man.
Not only do we have diabetes, our dogs do too. National Day Anthony A.
Hey, well, maybe you'll work off that sugar by stretching. It is National Stretching Day, everybody.
It's good for you.
Get your yoga on.
Especially, yeah. This is going to be the most washed adult thing ever, but as you get into your professional career and you sit down more, you got to stretch, dog.
We spend hours every day in these chairs, So I look forward to it because, yes, my lower back does start
to ache. Shout out to my trainer, Dave, for showing me that. All right, and we also got Green Monday, a.k.a. Manic Monday. This is actually one of the busiest, if not the busiest, shopping day of the year. And a reminder, there's only 14 days left till Christmas.
Yeah, that's a big thing because if you're going to mail things and whatnot, you're getting really close, so take care of your stuff. Plus, there's a lot of sales going on. Look for the sales.
Ooh, and we got to shout out Chef Boyardee. It is National Noodle Ring Day.
No, love them.
Yeah, me and Otto
love them. I'm so excited about SpaghettiOs. And okay, I'm going to admit something. I didn't have that kind of stuff in my casa house. My friend Denise did. You know what? You're right. I did like SpaghettiOs when I was little. Yeah, not anymore.
What's the yellow box? Vermicelli? What is it called?
Fideo. That's not a noodle.
Sorry, Dan. I didn't think noodle rings
were going to
cost.
It's a noodle, but it's not a noodle ring, rather. You're talking about
the
ring.
You didn't know it was going to cost like some PTSD, though, for you.
I know, right?
I didn't think SpaghettiOs were going to cause trauma flashbacks.
Spaghetti-O.
Sorry, D. All right, yo. We will wrap it up on National App Day. Not appetizers, but the apps on your phone.
So, everybody, let's do this together. Everybody who's listening right now, too, what is the most used app? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. That should tell you what mine is. My most used app, Instagram. Oh, I'm so boring. And then Gmail, because everything I do on the show, I write in my Gmail. And then Yahoo is third.
Mm.
Boring. DJ Automatic.
Instagram, Netflix, and then Twitter.
Hey.
I'm doing 11 hours a week on Instagram. I'm doing way too much on Instagram. This is an eye-opening experience for me.
Anthony?
I got YouTube and then Fantasy Sports app.
What was that middle one again?
I think they skipped. Little ring app.
You really the hubs in the top three?
No, that's it, guys. That's enough.
That's all you got to stretch, buddy. It's a different type of stretch.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we're talking about noodle rings, which reminded me of SpaghettiOs, which gave me FOMO because I didn't get to eat SpaghettiOs when I was little. So let's talk about foods that we still love as adults that we only enjoyed as kids. Automatic Anthony, it'll be fun.
I'm ready.
Because right off top, I started thinking about when you go to a city like you're visiting somewhere, or maybe even somebody suggests a restaurant, you're unsure about the food. When in doubt, chicken tender basket, baby.
Hey.
Chicken tender basket. And, and the kids like that, but I am one to order if I'm not unsure. I'm like, okay, just give me the chicken.
Can't go wrong with some chicken tendies at all.
Instantly,
when you brought up this topic, I got a flashback. Can I still eat them ramen noodles? I'll down some ramen noodles, dog.
Anthony,
I love me some ramen noodles,
I have ramen noodles hidden in our pantry. I swear, once in a while, I just pull it out and make myself a little bowl. And Automatic told me, I don't like them. And I made them. What'd you say?
She makes them pretty good. So my thing was, I don't think I was doing the ramen noodles right my entire college.
This is going to be one of those TikTok ramen noodle recipes. What's going on, dude?
No, it's just plain. I don't even add, I do add an egg and some cilantro, but that's it.
Hold on, you put a whole egg in there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I need to see these. Yeah, I'm not doing it right.
It makes it way better.
It really does. And I mean, I'm talking the ones that are like $2 for $1. I do the cheapies, too.
Those are great, dog. That's good.
Yeah.
My favorite kid thing to eat, though, that I still eat as a grown man is a pickle.
Is that a kid thing? I don't feel like
it's not a kid thing.
Dana eats a lot of pickles.
Automatic, I'm not to get sexist, but she is a woman. When's the last time as you, a grown man, just went and bought a big fat pickle?
Every week with me, he eats it. I just
eat part of her pickles.
I'll be there holding my whole pickle by myself, two handed that bad boy.
I met her by the sliced pickles now.
See? He will not eat the whole.
I am, dude.
I need that jumbo Big Daddy.
That's a bad photograph waiting to happen.
It is, dude. I love them.
I'm not even sorry. Oh,
what's your favorite kids' food?
I'm the king of Kraft macaroni and cheese. I still kill it. People love my Kraft macaroni and cheese.
And not the upgraded one that comes with the cheese.
No, I'm talking about the basic.
The $1.25 box, the blue box.
That used to be a quarter.
Yeah.
And now it's like $1.25.
Yeah. It's still a good meal. That's still a good inflation meal, $1.25. You get a couple of those, you feed your whole family.
Those were the days.
If you see me eating a pickle today, just mind your own business. You know, pickle
What's
in my car.
Your favorite kid meal that you still enjoy today as an adult? Call us up 877-730-DCS1. Hey, be sure to listen to this on the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Tortilla and butter, dog.
That's a staple.
That is. I just can't forget it, though. Shout out to tortilla and butter, dog.
That's dinner for us tonight, sir. Okay.
One thing I noticed, nobody said beans and weenies.
I'm good. That does trigger trauma and flashbacks on my mom's divorce.
I had never even seen that till I met you, DJ Automatic, and your mom asked me if I wanted some, and it's still a no.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.